My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Good morning, buddy. Yeah. How are you? Where are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm in transit, so I'll be headed to the airport shortly. That's why I wasn't able to actually make it live and get down there for Peachtree.
All right, well, man.
We're just glad that you're with us now. And thoughts about this? What, you know, what does this do for today? Are you headed for a celebration today? Somebody going to be on the grill when you get where you're going?
I don't know if I'll be able to make any celebrations. We'll see how that plays out. I would love to see some fireworks this evening. So I got my fingers crossed there. So we'll see. We'll see how the day turns out.
Again, Terrell Thomas, East Urban Times, here to talk basketball with Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, so when we talked to Terrell last, he was in the glow of having Paul George land in Philly, right? Now a week has passed, and there's been some more movement. What are your thoughts on where some – and we'll get to Bronny in a second, but what are your thoughts on some of the other movement that's happened?
Yeah, it's been quite fascinating to see. Now, I don't know if this has been one of the more memorable – NBA free agency periods. I think now just how it starts at 6 o'clock versus starting at midnight. But I do believe we saw some key figures land in some spots, as you mentioned. Paul George going to Philadelphia, I think, will be very interesting as the next season begins. Of course, we saw DeJounte Murray before free agency be traded. That was one that kind of surprised us here in Atlanta. Seeing Klay Thompson go to Dallas, I think that also could be very, very, very interesting in the Western Conference as we see how that continues to play and shape out. So there were some moves that were very fascinating, and I think that will give us a bit of surprises once the NBA, the 2024-25 NBA season actually does begin.
Fantastic, folks. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Terrell Thomas. Great to talk about things that will happen as far as free agency goes. What, if anything, you think will happen with our Atlanta Hawks? We're hearing some rumors about some things and some moves. I'm hearing some three-team deals the Hawks may be involved in. I don't know if you feel like any of that stuff may actually come to fruition.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction,
Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised that the Hawks haven't been more active to begin this free agency period. I know that, you know, there wasn't a ton of money to be spent, but I did think that they were going to offload some potential contracts. Clint Capella, I've heard DeAndre Hunter's name, be mentioned, and there have been teams that have been interested in his services. So I have been surprised that the Hawks haven't really made any key moves thus far. But I do still think, as you just mentioned, there are some potential trades that can happen down the line, some three-team trades and maybe some straight-up trades that can help improve this Hawks roster. So, again, I'm surprised on where they stand right now, but I do not believe they're done at all.
Yeah, wishful thinking. Give me a position or a player that's out there that you think that they should maybe – or you'd like to see them go after. Because that's the
part.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Honestly, right now, I would like to see them kind of improve the bench. I think they're pretty set with some of the players and what they have. I think we'll see Big O starting at the five and Jalen at the four. I think that three spot is kind of interesting to see what they do there, who they have start there. I think Zachary will start at the two, and, of course, Trey at the one. So I think a small forward, that position is kind of still open to me. I don't know if they'll continue to have DeAndre come off the bench or exactly what they'll do there. But I would like to see possibly a center come here, like a backup center, or another strong wing that could play the small forward position.
Well, we watch for with this team. Time to see that happen. Okay, let's get to the elephant in the room. Thing out of Los Angeles. Klay Thompson chooses to go to Dallas, and I think he chooses to go there rather than L.A. because he doesn't want to be a part of the circus. I don't know what your makeup of what's happening with L.A. I just don't think that would be an attractive place to be if you are wanting to be on a winning team that has a chance to win a championship. Now, if you just want to go for the fun, I mean, okay, it's there. But that's how I'm seeing it. I don't know what you're feeling about it.
Yeah, I wasn't too surprised on which being that he didn't go there. There were talks about the three teams he was looking at were the Mavericks, the Lakers, and then possibly coming to the East Coast of Philadelphia before the signing of Paul George. Once Paul George signed in Philly, it kind of seemed like Klay wasn't going to fall and with the Sixers. And when it came to the Lakers, there was just a lot of ifs there. As you mentioned, a new coach, the roster isn't the strongest roster. And I wasn't quite sure if he wanted to walk in his daddy's shoes. Well, of course, his daddy, Michael Thompson, played for the Lakers many years ago and was a great Laker at that. So I wasn't quite sure if he really wanted to walk in his father's shoes to see him go to Dallas. I feel like it was a perfect fit for him, quite honestly.
You know, I've watched and I've seen two more Tyler Perry actors run by us.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with what Terrell just said. I'm just telling you, I just saw two more that are in some of his shows. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9. On this 4th of July, Monday, we're here for the Peachtree Road Race. You know what I thought of when he was acquired? And then the conversation that started immediately afterwards, and you knew what it was going to be. Why he got chosen, why he's on the team, so on and so forth. But you know who I thought of first?
Who's that?
Who popped into my head? You ready for this?
Who's that?
Don Sutton.
Okay.
Rest in peace. The reason Don Sutton popped into my head was this. I will never forget, he was the most vocal person against Michael Jordan going to play baseball. He's taking up a roster spot of somebody else because he's Michael Jordan. And I just remember that period, and he was just so against that happening. And that's what popped into my head when I was hearing all this conversation about Bronny giving a place in line in the minds of a lot of people.
Yeah.
And as you just said, this show that's going to be Los Angeles this next season, whether he's in the D-League for most of it or those times when he signed a contract with
a no-cut deal. He's going to be with the Lakers.
He's going to be with them. How much time he spends on the actual team was what was being discussed this past week. But that's what I thought of. Like I said, Don Sutton popped into my mind. But your thoughts and how you feel about him being ascended, you knew it was going to be a part of it, but did you – they – what the Lakers
and
did
he's
to
running.
Bring him up. What are your thoughts
Andy's
on that?
It seems like people are excited to see you guys.
I'm trying to stay concentrated. Yeah, I know, right?
Says, where's Andy and Randy? I said, Andy's running. We're going to see him in a little bit. He's going to pass by in a minute. Yep. Come over here and sweat. Give us sweaty hugs.
Anyway, I don't know if you heard my question, Terrell.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. To answer your question, I was, you know, it was one of those things, if I'm completely honest with you, when I thought about it, I didn't want to be a hypocrite. And I say that because as a father, and of course, you guys have been very instrumental in helping me get them where they want to be. Shoot, I try to get my kids in front of a camera or courtside every opportunity I get, you know. So being a father that has opportunities and I pass them down to my children, I thought about LeBron James in that same instance where he's a father who had a great opportunity to have his son play in the NBA. I also felt that I hear a lot of, you know, was it earned? And I do remember, like, before Bronny had the incident with his heart, which was very unfortunate, he was a five-star athlete coming out of high school. Now, we didn't see a lot of him at USC, so there's still a lot of questions that remain. But I really wasn't disappointed in how it played out. I think it was something that we knew was going to come, as you mentioned as well. So knowing that it was going to come, him being the 55th overall pick, I wasn't too upset at all. I do believe that he'll kind of have to have that prove-it moment where he does get out there. And I'm fascinated to see what he says, because I remember during the combine he mentioned, like, he knows he's not his father. He knows he's not Kobe Bryant, but he does believe he can have a successful NBA career similar to the likes of a Drew Holiday. So I'm interested to see when Bronny is actually on the Lakers and such, and not with the South Bay Lakers, how his defense grows against his opponent, just how much he can contribute to the team. So again, I wasn't one that was upset with the opportunity, because hey, that happens sometimes in life. But I also have been one, I've heard folks say, you know, oh, this is similar to Ken Griffey when Ken Griffey Jr. came. I was like, no, I won't go that far.
Not at all.
You know, from a talent standpoint, because we knew Ken Griffey was going to be a generational talent. We knew Barry Bonds was going to be a generational talent. You know, like, yeah. I don't believe, and this is no disrespect to Bronny's game, I don't believe he'll be a generational talent, but I do think over time we'll see that he does belong in the NBA.
We'll see about that. I think it's generational and from generation, because Jordan.
Yes, sir. To answer your question, I was, you know, it was one of those things, if I'm completely honest with you, I when I thought about it, I didn't want to be a hypocrite. And I say that because as a father, and of course you guys have been very instrumental in helping me get them where they want to be. Shoot, I try to get my kids in front of a camera or courtside every opportunity I get, you know. So being a father that has opportunities and I pass them down to my children, I thought about LeBron James in that same instance where he's a father who had a great opportunity to have his son play in the NBA. I also felt that I hear a lot of, you know, was it earned? And I do remember, like, before Bronny had the incident with his heart, which was very unfortunate, he was a five-star athlete coming out of high school. Now, we didn't see a lot of him at USC, so there's still a lot of questions that remain. But I really wasn't disappointed in how it played out. I think it was something that we knew was going to come, as you mentioned as well. So knowing that it was going to come, him being the 55th overall pick, I wasn't too upset at all. I do believe that he'll kind of have to have that prove-it moment where he does get out there. And I'm fascinated to see what he says, because I remember during the combine he mentioned, like, he knows he's not his father. He knows he's not Kobe Bryant, but he does believe he can have a successful NBA career similar to the likes of a Drew Holiday. So I'm interested to see when Bronny is actually on the Lakers and such, and not with the South Bay Lakers, how his defense grows against his opponent, just how much he can contribute to the team. So again, I wasn't one that was upset with the opportunity, because hey, that happens sometimes in life. But I also have been one, I've heard folks say, you know, oh, this is similar to Ken Griffey when Ken Griffey Jr. came. I was like, no, I won't go that far.
Not at all.
You know, from a talent standpoint, because we knew Ken Griffey was going to be a generational talent. We knew Barry Bonds was going to be a generational talent. You know, like, yeah. I don't believe, and this is no disrespect to Bronny's game, I don't believe he'll be a generational talent, but I do think over time we'll see that he does belong in the NBA.
We'll see about that. I think it's generational and from generation, because Jordan had two sons, and not only did he not push for them to be in the NBA, he didn't even push for them to go to North Carolina.
And conversely, we got three guys who are getting it done in Major League Baseball, Bichette, and a bunch of guys who aren't Ken Griffey, but yet they are legacies. So you don't have to be as
well. You go out and you earn it, though. You go out and you earn it.
And you make it to the majors, and you stay a pro. But the expectations are our fault. We're the ones who put the expectations on these folks and expect them to be a certain kind. Spider-Man.
Well, I have the expectation on these people. But expectation if you're an NBA player. There's an expectation. Are we going to lower the bar? How much lower are we going to lower this bar?
That's a different conversation. I'm talking about from a fan standpoint.
You know,
we put the expectation. We expect this person.
My thing is, you lower the bar, but you don't lower the ticket prices. But you know,
again, another conversation.
You're right.
All right, man. Hey, how you spending today, Terrell? What you up to? I mean, you're going to a flight, but you ain't supposed to say where you're going. That's right. You
don't. No. He's going to the Batcave.
He's going. Okay. He's going.
Yeah. I'll be in the Batcave. We'll see if I get out of the Batcave today or tomorrow, but. I'll be in semi-travel work mode, so we'll see how the day turns out. We'll see what God has in store.
All right, man.
There'll be some things that are happening, so we'll check back in with you over the weekend when we get back to our show, which you can hear Sam and Greg, 6 to 10, Saturdays and Sundays, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Safe travels, man.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. Have fun out there, and have a safe 4th of July.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.